Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Collection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. The better, stay tuned in the fortune to choose. Lord, I pray that these words we are saying will be Lord, help me to follow.
As always, I like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so as we consciously come into communion with deepening in our own spirit to connect consciously with the ground of our being, God in us as us. It feels with everything that is happening across our world, it is more important now than ever to deepen in our relationship, in our alignment, in our embracing, in our embodying all that is the source, the spirit of life, so that we can navigate these challenging times anchored in faith and trust and belief, able to surrender all that is happening in us, to us, through us, to the giver of life itself. So bless you for joining me this Sunday as we continue our examination of the seven levels of development of our personal consciousness. And today we're looking at the fifth level. The fifth level is about self-actualizing, self-expression, finding your purpose. The positive values are honesty and integrity and trust and creativity and truly aligning with our soul's purpose. It's about finding meaning in our lives, finding what our soul came here to do. And it's no longer about who am I, but it's more about why am I in this body? What is it that is mine to do? How can I more fully live and express my true and authentic self? I've shared many, many, many times before that each and every one of us is the place where God, the universe, the spirit of life, whatever label or name you choose to give it, expresses in and through into the world. We are that place where God, God's life, God's energy, God's presence expresses in the unique way that is us. And the creator of all things does not duplicate its work. Whilst there may be similarities, everything is unique. No two snowflakes, no two flowers, no two fingerprints. Each is a unique expression of the infinite, And so, my beloved, this level of consciousness, this level 5, is what are we here to do? What is your purpose? What is the gift that you have that is yours to share? I know sometimes it's easy to think we have no gifts, or we have no purpose, or we're not aware of what it is that is significant about us, or what is different from us. It's always easy to see it in other people. I saw both of my brothers as being more talented than myself, more gifted than myself. I was never jealous, but I never saw myself as anything particular. And it's very easy to allow that way of thinking, that mentality, to exist well into your adult life. But each and every one of us has something to share. I didn't know what my purpose was, and I didn't give it a name or label. I just happened into it, or so I thought. I always felt I wanted people to consciously have their own personal relationship with the divine, to not be tied to churches or peoples or ministers or gurus or anything. Because I had seen from personal experience how that could so distort your relationship, your personal individual relationship. Hence, everything I share with you on the Sunday Soul is about cultivating your own personal relationship with the divine, with the sacred, with the holy of holies. I'm merely pointing the way. I do not intend to be, never have, or never will want to be the intermediary between you and your God. I want everyone to develop and have and cultivate their individual, their personal, their unique relationship with the sacred. In whatever way or shape or form is right for you. How I do it isn't how you necessarily have to do it. And so I realized that my purpose over the years has always been that. Whether it was from my angel reads or my reminder sessions and workshops to what I do with my app to my Sunday Soul. Has always been about promoting you being the best that you can be in relationship with the Holy of Holies. And each and every one of us has our soul's purpose. And when we are living it, expressing it, being it, there is a sense of, how should I put it? A sense of peace, I think, is the only way I can say it. There is a sense of peace knowing that you are doing what you came here to do. You are doing what the world has need of. You are giving what your soul requires of you. I know that when you are not fulfilling your soul's purpose, there is an emptiness. There is a disconnect. There is a lacking within you that perhaps you've not been able to identify or recognize it as such. I see it in my brother, very talented, very gifted, but never did anything with it. I see him when he's distraught and bereft and is sad, because I know that is his soul withering in not fulfilling what it needs to fulfill. But like many, he can't be told, won't be told, and that's okay too, because I acknowledge that it is God's will, God's free will that is being given to everyone for them either to complete whatever is their purpose here or not. Therefore, it is not my position all my inclination to force anyone into anything. But it is to honor and try where I can to encourage each and every one of us to continuously work on being the best that we can be, to discover what is our soul's purpose and to live it. I love Viktor Frankl's quote who said, life is never made unbearable by circumstances, but only by lack of meaning and purpose. Oprah Winfrey says, there is no greater gift you can give or receive than to honor your calling. It's why you were born and how you become most truly alive. And Tom Fisk says, having a purpose is the difference between making a living and making a life. It's this recognition of fulfillment when we are operating from whatever our soul needs, whatever our soul requires. My sacred text I want to share is three short ones. The first is Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Psalm 138:8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. And finally, Proverbs 25. The purposes of a person's heart are deep waters, but one who has insight draws them out. Each of these quotes of these sacred texts speak to the fulfillment, the fulfilling, the recognition, the understanding that as we are fulfilling the purpose for which we are here, God will do the rest. My Science of Mind reading is entitled, Let Your Purpose Find You. The first quote comes from Wayne Dyer. A purpose is not something that you're going to find. It's something that will find you, and will find you only when you're ready and not before. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind. The divine has not incarnated in anyone else in just the same individual way that it has in me. I'm unique and forever individualized. The author writes, Lee and Judith Piper purchased a 5-acre property in Western Washington to have horses, or so they thought. That changed when a friend asked Judith if she would be willing to take in a senior dog whose owner moved to assisted living. The couple agreed, happy to provide a loving home and peace of mind for the dog's former owner. It wasn't long before Judith's friend told her about two other dogs who were in shelter for the same reason. The couple talked it over and decided to be the ones to fill the gap. Without fully realizing all they were taking on, in 2006 they formed the nonprofit Old Dog Haven, with the mission of providing safe, loving homes for unadoptable senior dogs. They built a network of more than 300 permanent foster homes where people have taken in homeless dogs older than 8 years old and care for them as loved and valued family members. The organization raises funds to pay for vet bills and medications. Today's website is full of pictures of happy canines who have been moved out of the fear-filled shelter environment. The Piper's story illustrates that spirit has a unique and wonderful ways to work through each of us in the care of the whole. Through this couple and all their volunteers, spirit demonstrates love caring, and compassion. It's exciting to think of what Spirit has in store for each and every one of us. It wasn't the purpose they think they were buying that 5-acre plot of land, but it was the purpose for which God had them and used them to be a foster haven for the elderly dogs. My story that I want to share with you today, I can't see its author, nevertheless, it says, you know the movie scene where the ship captain sees weather on the horizon, and when the storm hits, he's up in the crow's nest, cursing the wrath of God. That was me in my early 20s. When I was around 10 years old, I was playing basketball in our driveway, my usual afternoon activity. However, one evening my game was interrupted by something unexpected. My brother Eric, who was just 17 years old at the time, had lost his life in a motor vehicle accident, along with his best friend John. It was a devastating blow, and like waves pounding the hull, the years to follow were riddled with uncertainty, anxiety, fear, fighting, divorce, substance abuse, and at times despair. Fast forward 10 years. I'm living life on my own and carrying all that unaddressed trauma with me. I'm overweight, depressed, borrowing money from family members, and living life void of purpose. Then I came across a book. It wasn't the first time this book had slipped into my consciousness, though. When I was 18, a dear friend offered it to me, but as the old saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. The book was called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Living with the Wisdom of the Tao by Dr. Wayne Dyer. It's a translation of the Tao Te Ching, a book written in China by a man named Lao Tzu. The Tao was written 500 years before the Bible and offers 81 verses that were our guide to living the way. I began to study and practice the lessons, and soon after I noticed things started to change. As if the universe stopped cloud colluding against me and started orchestrating for me. The right people showed up, the opportunities showed up, the energy to take on new tasks showed up. Most importantly, however, I found a proficiency for allowing inner peace to prevail, no matter the situation. As I sit here writing this, now 31 years old, I'm filled with so much gratitude for everything that has shown up in my life. I'm a registered nurse, I'm married to an amazing woman, and we have incredible pets and a quaint house where all of our dreams become manifest. But it's not just the good that I'm grateful for. I'm also grateful for the hardships that led me to this place. My struggles and the knowledge that has led me to overcome them are all part of this divine purpose that I seek to fulfill daily. Truly, my purpose was hidden behind my obstacles all along, because those experiences led to the dissolution of my so-called self. And what remained evaporated into the warmth of something greater. When I look back now, there never were really a storm. All of that anger, fear, and emotional struggle were just symptoms of a narrative I created to try to make sense of the pain. But we're all authors of our own unique story. Nobody else can write it for you. You and only you are in control of how you perceive everything that has led you to where you are right now. My purpose was hidden behind my obstacles. And my purpose is to share my story and to help those who find themselves stuck in the crow's nest. My poem is What's the Reason by Catherine Pulsifer. What's the reason you were born? To grow and love and not to scorn? You're here to make a difference. There's a reason for your existence. We each have a part to play. Find your purpose, you find your way. For life success, that is the key. With a purpose, a fuller life you will see. my beloved, each of our purposes is different. And as I have said constantly, frequently, over and over, you're not here to be the next Mother Teresa. You're here to be you. And fulfilling your purpose in whatever way, shape, or form that might look like. It doesn't, as you might want to think, it has to be grandiose or large or huge or world-shattering. Our purpose sometimes can be as easy and simple as being the most loving we can be in each and every moment. Easier said than done. But the invitation on this fifth level of development of consciousness is to know your soul's purpose, is to give it self-expression. To know that you are this unique place where the divine shines through as you. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within for this morning's affirmative reflection. And as always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. I believe Job's purpose is a great demonstration and reminder that no matter what we go through, no matter what we face, the spirit, the life force, the energy of God is always with us. So let us be intentional as we take the next three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Over the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Take in the life-giving breath of the divine. Hold. Gently, slowly. And for the third and final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. Deuteronomy 31:8. My thought is inspired by the Most High, and the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Affirm. I believe that God is the invisible partner in my life. And I affirm that divine love goes before me and prepares the way. I permit myself to be guided, for there is something within me, deep at the center of my being, which knows what I ought to do and how I ought to do it. I am listening to the divine presence and permitting it to direct my path. thoughts and ideas come to me, and I am led to follow through on them in my everyday life. I am impelled into right action. I know how to meet every situation in calm trust and with the complete conviction that divine intelligence is guiding me. I wish to do only that which is constructive and life-giving. Therefore, I know that everything I do will prosper. Everything I touch will be quickened into a newness of life and action. Every constructive purpose in my life will be fulfilled. I have a deep sense of inner calm, a complete assurance that all is well. The same intelligence that governs the planets in their course is now acting as a law of good in my personal experience and in the experiences of everyone around me. I do thank God for this increase that is mine. I do accept divine guidance. I do believe that I am in silent partnership with all the power, all the presence, and all the love there is. I place my life entirely and completely under the protection and guidance of this power, and I rest in complete assurance that everything I do will prosper. That was from Ernest Holmes 365. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the infinite intelligence, the divine benevolence that is everywhere present. At every point in space and time, there is nowhere where God is not. Including right where you are, God is. Divine Beloved, ground of being, Thou whose name is beyond all the names and labels we choose to address you. So we simply call you the Divine Beloved. As we come consciously into communion with you this morning, surrendering all our worries, concerns, fears, doubts, and angst. To us, let our soul's purpose be revealed to us if we are not already aware of what it is. Touch our hearts, our minds, our consciousness, that we more fully, deeply embrace whatever is our soul's purpose, whatever is our soul's calling, whatever is our soul's need and requirement. That we might, as our teacher said, be about our Father's business. For he was one that knew his soul's purpose and lived it fully, completely, entirely. Recognizing that in fulfilling it, it was you, the Father within, that doeth the work. Let us too know that whatever is our purpose, our soul's need, our soul's requirement, you will do the work in and through us as us to complete it. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, let us put aside our doubts, our fears, our worries, our little feelings of not being enough, to know that whatever is given us to do, we are more than equal to the task. O beloved, O divine Mother, Father, God, as we are consciously coming into this sacred communion with you at this time, asking that as we work on this level of consciousness, the self-existence, let us do our utmost to be the vessels, the conduits that your life expresses in and through, in the unique way that you created each and every one of us to be. Let us not dim down or play down or dumb down or anything else that diminishes your light, your life, your presence. There is so much that is happening across our world. And as always, we like to take time to remember the rest of our world, the rest of creation and the creative that exist within it. To know that in truth, whilst there seems to be so much chaos happening, as our beloved Rumi said, you have to have chaos to birth a dancing star. Let us be able to look beyond the chaos and all that is going on, to remember that through it all, your light, your life, your presence, your power, your peace, your love, your joy, your healing is there. Let us look beyond all the things that we feel or think or perceive as negative, to see good and God only. So at this time, I'm asking for a special healing for all your children and for all sentient beings. That healing is physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, psychological, financial, whatever shape or form that healing is, I know you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So I'm giving thanks for your healing flowing in and through each and every one of us right here, right now. I'm giving thanks for the quickening of our physical form. I'm giving thanks for the healing in our mental, spiritual, and physical being. I know there is nothing too hard for you to do. And so I'm grateful, grateful, grateful for your healing energy right here, right now, doing its perfect work in and through each and every one of us. I'm grateful for your presence that directs those that are in need of treatment, that you will guide the hands of the doctors and all involved to find the right treatment for their need. Mother, Father, God, for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. Our teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. So it is. So it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in. As we do our movement prayer this morning, Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down, over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to the sides, palms open, and affirm. I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me our affirmation. I open my heart.
I open my heart.
Wide to learn.
Wide to learn.
What is mine to do?
What is mine to do?
How spirit,
wants
to work, through me, to express itself, into the world, Buddhist reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word, or deed. I freely forgive them. And I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly. Thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without. Radiating brightly.
I
am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God. Within and without.
expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, everyone has been made for some particular work, and the desire for that work has been put into every heart. Let yourself be silently drawn by the stronger pull of what you really love. My benediction as we continue with our various interpretations of the Lord's Prayer. O source of the wave, which envelops and embraces the cosmos, sustaining and renewing it at each and every moment, penetrate the deepest recesses of our hearts, and there create a space for thy holy shrine. In this nuptial chamber, conceive the creative potency of thy reign, so that we may give birth to the embodiment of thy desire. As from the emanation, so too in form. With passion and soul, let us generate that which is needed to sustain life this day. Release us from the bondage of our karma, as we free others from the captivity of their guilt. And do not let superficiality cause us to vacillate, but rather free us from all that impedes growth. For from thee burst forth all that dignifies, gives life, and astonishes, from cycle to cycle, restoring wholeness. Amen. And so, my beloved, my closing song for you today is Justin Bieber, entitled Purpose. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Every day.
My beloved, I wish you a glorious sunny Sunday, and I look forward to joining you next week for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.